Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, March 30th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We're prepared and now share this message, actually in the afternoon now, on a beautiful day here in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, USA. We prepare these messages each weekday to encourage our fellow believers all around the world in the things of the Lord. Today's message is titled, The True Source of Power. Two separate scripture verses, and listen to them as they contrast each other. John 19, verse 10, the words of Pontius Pilate, and the words of our Lord Jesus Christ in Matthew 28, verse 18.
Don't you realize I have power either to free you or to crucify you? All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth.
Already here in America, we are getting into the next presidential election campaign, although it's still over 18 months away. There's lots of chatter concerning greatness and power. Claims of achievement and promises are made, usually outlandish by our political leaders.
They need to heed the Apostle Paul's words to not think of yourself more highly than you ought. Now that's good solid counsel for all of us, isn't it? One of the sad elements of this power confusion in our world is that many people look to government as their source of blessings rather than to God from whom all blessings flow.
Pilate needed a good dose of reality check when he boasted about his great power. This spineless man speaks to the eternal Son of God and says, "Don't you realize I have power either to free you or to crucify you?" Like many before him and many since, he learned the hard way about how powerless he actually was when he faced eternal judgment.
Nebuchadnezzar, ruler of the Babylonian Empire, was walking on the roof of his palace and said, "Is not this the great Babylon I have built as the royal residence, by my mighty power and for the glory of my majesty?" Daniel 4:30, and the very next verse reveals how Nebuchadnezzar was put in his proper place. And finally, Herod gloated when he heard the people proclaim praise toward him. "This is the voice of a god, not of a man." Failing to immediately give glory to God, an angel of the Lord struck him down, and he was eaten by worms and died.
Jesus did not let Pilate's proud claim to power stand unchallenged. He says, "You would have no power over me if it were not given to you from above." In Acts chapter 4, the disciples are facing persecution and utter a wonderful prayer with a stunning truth. Here is a portion of that prayer. "Indeed, Herod and Pontius Pilate met together with the Gentiles and the people of Israel in this city to conspire against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed. They did what your power and will had decided beforehand should happen."
This verse 28, this latter part of what Stephen just read, says, "They did what your power and will had decided beforehand should happen." Does that capture your attention? The disciples recognized that God was the ultimate source of blessing, authority, and power, even when facing confusing or troubling circumstances.
We too should recognize that God at times uses undesirable circumstances and the very people who seek to harm us in carrying out his overall plan in our lives. And that is a tremendous key to finding peace and living the truly abundant life. Remember, no power or force on earth exceeds the almighty power of the one who said, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth."
Let's pray together. Father, while we were powerless, you sent Jesus at just the right time to die for the ungodly. Though we were unworthy and helpless, the sacrificial death of Christ has given us great worth and hope in this life and the life beyond. Our hearts are deeply touched as we focus on the account of Christ's suffering and death. What consolation it brings to know that nothing happened apart from the will of the Father, and that you released a reservoir of mercy to Christ in the midst of his agony and suffering. You also grant us unending mercy for our suffering in this life. We stand not in our own power, for that would be futile, but we stand in the power of Christ alone. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for sharing the prayer, Brooksine, and it is a real joy to share with you today. We've had quite a morning. I helped my neighbors move today, and we are late for that reason, but we've also had all kinds of frustrating computer problems today, and we are about 2 hours behind schedule. For many of you, that wouldn't matter, but we try to have our work done by about 11 o'clock on a midweek morning, on a weekday morning. Well, we do have a couple of features on the website today. A beautiful, I think anyway, not nearly doing justice to the real thing, but a landscape picture that I took a couple evenings ago right out in front of our home, as well as a picture of some Amish buggies. Our neighbors who moved happened to be Amish, and I moved them over today with a truck and a trailer and got a late start for that reason as well, and we have some Amish buggy pictures if you might be interested in taking on our very road. Well, have a blessed day, a great weekend. I don't know when you'll be listening to this. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. And that is where you'll find the pictures and any other resources we have up. Blessings.